हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे इज वेरी वन ऑफ द वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट डे इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड ऑन दिस अर्थ फॉर द पीपल ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड ऑन द अर्थ दे आर सेलिब्रेटिंग द एंड ऑफ द ईयर 2008 and they are waiting a new year. They are celebrating, but if you see the life of the people, general people, not devotees, we are talking about the common mass. So for them, whether it is last year 31st December or 1st January, it doesn't matter. Why, you know?
Yes.
Because their celebrations are artificial. What is a celebration? There is no celebration. Just drink, dance, and loiter on the street. Find many people, you know, drunk. They are moving on the streets. That is a celebration. And it's artificial because they don't know why they are celebrating. You go and ask the celebrations, you ask them, why are you celebrating today, 31st December? And why you are so happy for the 1st January? What is there to celebrate? They don't have anything to celebrate because we see their lives, so many years have passed. And they have been doing the same thing, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. There is nothing new in their life, isn't it? What is new? There is no new. The same struggles, same challenges, same defeat and same sometimes success. Every success comes with new failure, better challenges. One success brings so many challenges, isn't it? And every challenge has so much pain, so much anxiety, so much tension, so much fear. You ask them, they cannot understand why are they celebrating. They don't know. Eat, drink and be merry. That you can do any day. Isn't it? Any other day you can do that. What is so special today? So today is the day where when you can make new resolutions for the coming year. Remember your last year. Assessment of the last year, previous year, and making new resolutions for the coming year. That is a day to day. You have to assess, you have to see our last year, and then you have to plan for the future. What I am going to do to improve upon my deficiencies the last year. And so that I can become a better and better in coming year. That is the purpose of today. But if you drink and if you dance, then where is the time to think? You drink and you sleep. Where is the resolution? Where is the assessment? There is no assessment. So therefore, they don't have anything. They don't know why are they doing this. Today is the day when we have to introspect, day of introspection. for the materialist people, like all of you will be knowing, they have to do so many things. They have so many targets, so many plans. This year I'll have this much investment, and I'll open these many factories, and I'll open these many schools, somebody colleges. Somebody will have planned that this year I'll marry my son and daughter, and then I'll be free from my responsibilities. Some boys will plan that this year I'll achieve this, that. Some of them will have, you know, this year last year I was only one girlfriend, this year I'll have three girlfriends. Yes, that is also one target goal. And many boys and girls, you see, they will be like cats and dogs, you know, moving with each other, you know, without knowing the purpose of their life. Tonight, you can see, you are also here celebrating New Year, and they are also. What is the difference between them and us?
We are on the way to know our goal.
Yes. We are on the way. We are knowing our goal of life, and we are knowing that how last year was a contribution to achieve the goal of life, and how coming year we are going to plan so that I can achieve my goal of life in a better way. But they don't know what is their goal in life. What is the planning to achieve that goal? People outside, they don't know what is the goal. You ask them, what is your goal in your life? What do you want to achieve? So they say that, yes, my goal is to become MBBS, my goal is to become engineer, my goal is to become a big business giant. So many goals. But then what after that? What after that? After that you die? Like Dhirubhai Ambani? Where he is now?
Could be anywhere. Nobody
knows. He also celebrated his last year, isn't it? 31st December. But he would have never made this resolution that I am going to die in 2008. Never. He would have never thought. When he died?
2006.
Yeah. Whatever year. You would have never thought. And now where he is? Who is looking after him? What he is doing? Can his wealth all support? No. He did not. He was a Mahamurkha. He was a Mahamurkha. What is Mahamurkha? Mahamurkha means? There is a Murkha and there is Mahamurkha. Murkha means he is fool, you know. He doesn't know how to do what. But Mahamurkha is one who knows how to do what, but he doesn't do.
Knowingly also he doesn't do anything.
Knowingly he drinks poison. So similarly, these people, they knowingly drink poison. They don't know. So knowingly, they were knowing that they have to die one day, but they did not prepare for it. And therefore New Year is a mystery for them. How to utilize coming year? So they may attain a big target, big goal in their life. But then ultimately what is the use? Because they will leave the world, leaving everything here only. They cannot carry anything with them. So all of you are here. And sometimes mind tells us, these people are enjoying more than us. What is this? I am sitting in the class and hearing, and these people are roaming with girls. You know, they are more enjoying. But actually, it's opposite. Hare Krishna, please come. Exactly, it's opposite. The cows all come front. Hare Krishna, please come. So actually, really speaking, we are enjoying. because the greatest suffering, is the suffering of mind. A devotee is not slave of their senses. Devotees are not slave. They are free. They are freed. So today we all are doing something very important. We all have to do very important task today. Hare Krishna. What is important we have to do? We all are assembled here. What we have to do? What we should do today? This is a very important question. What should we think today? What should we plan today? How should we act today? And how should we plan for our coming year? It's a very important question. So, the planning generally includes, unless you don't know goal, you cannot plan. What will you plan? What will you make a strategy? If you don't know goal, where you have to go? For what you are planning? So, therefore goal knowing is very important. So there may be many goals in our life. So many goals. So many goals we can set. But we have to understand that goals are always there. But there are categories of goals also, levels. Somebody have goal that in coming year I'll produce 10 children. Dogs have goal. Yes. That is a dog's goal. That is also a goal. Then another goal, somebody has goal that I'll get a great job. This time I'll complete this entrance exam. JEE. IIT JEE. Somebody has goal, this time I'll become millionaire. This year. Somehow, number one. So there are level of goal. Somebody may think, this year I am going to make my family happy by earning sufficient money. Somebody may think, this year, a collector, TM may think, this year I am going to make my district free of all crimes. Then chief minister may think, this year I am going to make my state most developed state in India. And a prime minister, you hear today in newspaper also, they would have told something for the citizens of the country. This year we are targeting this and this. So, you can see the various levels, goals, different goals. What goal a brahmachari should have? What is my goal? Can I make any one of these goals, what I have today? Neither I am a family man, okay, nor I belong to any district. Neither I am a district magistrate, nor official. I am not a bureaucrat. So what is my plan for the coming year? What shall I plan? It's a very important point. And here is the secret of what we are going to discuss today. What for a brahmachari lives? What is the purpose of his life? What he wants to attain? Why he gives up all these things and takes up this life? And then if you understand that, then whether you are a brahmachari or not, whether you are brahmachari or grihastha, you will be able to understand the purpose of your life. And you will be the most proud person that I have done justice to my human form of life. Actually, very few people make such goals in the life. The living for others. Living for others. And living for others. LIVING and LEVING. Both.
So living for others is better than living for others.
Yeah. Both are same. Same.
I mean, like a person is being sacrificed for the family.
Yes.
He is living for the family.
Yeah.
So it stands on the same platform as a person living, living for the friends, for the family.
Yes.
They both stand on the same platform.
Yes. Yes. Same platform, but only how big your family is.
Okay.
That is the difference.
Okay.
So. I leave my family, doesn't mean that I doesn't have family. The same point. Just I have extended the limit of the family, boundary line. And what is my family today? Whole world. Whole world is my family. I didn't see that he is not in my family and he is in my family, so I should favor him and I should not favor him. Without any distinction, without any differentiation, I can love everybody. I can help everybody. I can serve everybody. So, that is called how a human being should plan. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, to his brother Balram, "My dear Balram, you just see my brother, you see this tree. This tree is such a great personality. Why? Why is it so great in this tree?
Gives shade to others, gives fruits to others.
Yes.
More to others.
This tree has many qualities, more than us. The tree tolerates the heat. And anybody who goes under him, it gives the shade. He tolerates heat, but he gives shade to others. If you throw a stone, on the tree, it will give you fruit. Understand? There are many other good qualities. When a tree, the many fruits comes in the tree, the tree bends. The tree bends. It doesn't show off that I have many fruits like us. The tree, even if you cut a tree, even if you cut it, you can use it as fuel for making houses. Even if you burn it, it will give you coal, koila. That is a tree. So therefore we have to understand that human life, the animal life is meant to just eat, drink and be merry. But the human life is not meant for that. We are here, many people have all these plannings were somehow related to me. But here we are not just for ourselves. Of course, ourself is also included in that. When we are doing something, we are also happy. So the goal of our life is living for the others. Serving others, loving others, pure love, serve others. There are many ways to do that, but the best way is to love God. To love God, then only we can love everybody. It's very simple to understand, just like a family. If I love a family, sometimes a person sacrifices his family for the sake of country, isn't it? So he is called freedom fighter, and people give him so much, you know, respect, isn't it? Because he has extended himself. But suppose more than that, if somebody dies or fights for the whole world, then he should be much better, like whole humanity, not only for the country but for the whole humanity. He is fighting, he is doing something good. He should be much considered much. But the one who is serving the whole universe, he should be much better. But the one who is serving the master of all the universes, the source of all the universes, he should be considered most. His service should be the maximum appreciated, because he is serving the Supreme. Therefore we have to understand, when we serve the Supreme Lord, a person who serves the Supreme, he learns to serve everybody. If you serve a country, then you will automatically serve all the states. If you serve only my state, then you may not serve other states. But when you serve a country, you are going to serve whole country. Or when you are serving the whole earth, then you are going to serve all the countries. So similarly, when somebody serves the Lord, Supreme Lord Krishna, then he serves everybody, loves everybody. That is the secret of love and service. And that is the highest kind of love and service. Then he will not hate anybody. They will not feel he is mine and he is not mine. I should love him, I should hate him. No. Why you will hate him? He is also the children of God, and he is also the children of God. Of course, he is born in America, he is born in India. But both are children of God, same God. And I love God. So if I love God, then how can I kill children of God? He is human being, but he is cat, animal. But both are the children of God. So how can I kill and eat children of God if I love God? If I love my father, then how can I kill my brother? My father will never be pleased if I kill my brother. Doesn't matter how much I earn for my father. So then, with this consciousness, we can love God and we can serve God. That is the highest service. And our plan should be to do that. That is the difference between a devotee and other people, a materialist and a spiritualist. The spiritualist is looking to serve everybody without distinction. You understand? You understand the concept? He is looking to serve everybody. So therefore he is planning also to serve everybody without expecting anything in return. We don't expect anything in return. If he abuses me, no problem. Hare Krishna. Like our devotees were distributing books in the last Bhagavad Gita marathon. Bhagavad Gita they were distributing. Many people used to, you know, chastise them.
Violent.
They even abuse the devotees sometimes. But devotee says Hare Krishna. We don't kill or we don't bomb anybody. So that is not the real service. We love everybody, whether you say Hare Krishna, appreciate or not. We don't want to hurt anybody. That is a devotee. Because if you love God, doesn't matter whether he is Allah or whether he is Krishna. If you love him, then how you can kill his children? And that also innocent. Innocent children. Of course, So we should understand that real purpose of life is to love God. That is the real purpose of life. Any other love cannot bring the real happiness in our life. Koi other, so many love people are doing, but you cannot become happy. Because in this world, if you love somebody, then you have to hate somebody. That is the nature of this world. You cannot love everybody. To love one, you have to hate someone. It's very natural, isn't it? How it is like that? If you love your family, then to feed that family, you have to hate some other family. It's just like in IIT JEE, if you get one seat, then someone has to sacrifice his seat for you. One man's gain is another man's loss. That is the nature of this world. So therefore, that is the nature of the material world, material plan. You cannot love everybody. Therefore we have to, but if we love God, and if we simply serve and love God, then we can love everybody, even our family, included in that, isn't it? If we love God, then we love our family, but not only family, thinking that my family is a part of bigger family, universal family. I have universal family, in that this family is also there. So the same love will spread everywhere. And that is what is lacking in the modern civilization. That is what is lacking. And this is the teaching we all are giving to the youth today. All the youth. The world needs this message urgently today. Urgently. Because so many problems from so many directions are coming. So therefore, here we are not sitting to eat and drink and dance with girls. No. Here in Naimisharanya, 5000 years back, there was an assembly of sages. You know why? What for? 80,000 sages assembled in Naimisharanya forest. 5000 years ago. Kali was starting. Yeah. And what was the purpose? When sages come together, what is the purpose?
Benefit of whole
yes life. They were going to perform sacrifice, blood donation. Blood donation camp from the sages. No, not blood donation camp, camp to serve the Lord. Why? If he sacrifice, fire sacrifice, if he do for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord Krishna, if Krishna is pleased, then he will help. If he is pleased, then he will shower his mercy all over the world. And if Krishna shows his mercy, then people of this world will become happy. So many demons are increasing in the Kali Yuga. They thought Kali Yuga is going to come, and demons are going to take birth. So how the earth will be saved from these demons? So to save the earth from the coming problems, they were performing sacrifice. For them, they had left everything. They were not having anything to seek for themselves. But still, they were very much anxious. They were very much active. Like in ISKCON, you see, the people are very active. Hardly they sleep 3-4 hours. Oh, you have given up a job, everything. You take rest whole day. Why you are working so hard? What else you need in your life? Why you have given up so much? And still you are sleeping till 10 o'clock in the night. Why? What for? Very active. 4:30 in the morning they will get up, 4 o'clock, and then they will attend morning program, then they will go to on the road, and then they distribute books. some people chastise, some people will abuse. So much pollution, so much dust, just like beggars on the street, you know. And the beggars on the street, they are going to give me some money, money, money. They will devotee also. The doctors, engineers, they are going on the roads. And please, can you take Bhagavad Gita? So active. And then they will come in the night, 10 o'clock, sometimes 9 o'clock, sometimes 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Then they will study, then they will sleep. So active schedule. They work more than normal people. What for? They are sages. Sages. They have given up everything. Why? Then what is inspiring them to work so hard? That is a very important point to understand. If you understand that, then our life is successful. The human life is not meant for sense gratification. Our life is meant for service, love and service. And if you love somebody and if you serve somebody, then we become happy. So these sages assembled in the Naimisharanya and they are performing sacrifice, 1,000 year sacrifice. Why? Because the Kali Yuga is coming. And in Kali Yuga, the demons are going to come and they are going to trouble the citizens, normal, common people. And therefore, how to save the people from this dangerous situation? And then they are doing the tapasya, austerity, sacrifices. So similarly, today, on 31st December, we all are assembled here, like this, sages in Naimisharanya. Yes. Sages doesn't mean that you have to have big beard and you have to wear saffron or you have to shave your head. No. Sages can be wearing coat and pant. Yes. Wearing glasses. Yeah. Wearing caps. Yes, why not? Because sages, what is a sage? A sage always looks for the welfare of others, real welfare of the others. So we all have to make resolution. Today is the day of resolution, making resolution. Last year, what I did for the Lord, what I did for Krishna, what I did for the whole world. The world is going in the direction of towards hell, hellish direction. Whole world is on fire today, burning, global warming, isn't it? Fire, is it? Fire means fire. Kya hota hai? Global warming. If something is on fire, then it will become heat. So you see, temperature is increasing, isn't it? The world is on fire. Yes. The culture is on fire, character is on fire, dying, everything on the verge of dying. All the goodness in this society is on the verge of death. There is no goodness. People are just running after the sex, eating, mating, sleeping and defending, that's all. There is no concern about the society, about the nation, or about the whole earth. The earth is on the verge of destruction. But nobody thinks how to do it, how to protect it. Because they don't know the way how to do it. Nobody can save. Nobody. Only sages can save. Sages like you all. What is so great in you? You know, what is so great? I don't have any strength. I am an ordinary boy, you know. How can I save the earth? Isn't it? If you know, 5, 10 people sitting here and you are telling to save the earth, what is this? Yes. We can do that. Few people in Vrindavan, when there was danger, they called Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Vrindavan was on danger, great danger. So much rain, clouds, flood. You know, they flooded. And they did not do anything, simply, Krishna, please come and help. And Krishna came and lifted Govardhan, healed. I cannot do, you cannot do, but we can cry out, Krishna, please come and save the earth. Save these people, they don't know what are they doing. Correct them. And then, by the mercy of Krishna, it can be corrected. Otherwise, there is no other way. So that is the goal of our life. We have to cry out Krishna. Krishna is ready to listen the prayers of the devotees. And it's only devotees who can save the earth. Science and technology is helpless today. Helpless. The problems are increasing. You see, the economic development is failing. Everything is failing. Families are breaking. Suicide rates are increasing. Depression is increasing. Anxiety is increasing. Prison population is increasing. Crime rate is increasing. Unemployment is increasing. Yes. And nobody has time to think why it is. I am very busy. And the whole world is celebrating New Year. Can you understand? So many problems, but still forget. Let us drink, eat, drink and be merry. But we are not in that category. We are not here to just eat, drink and be merry. We few people are assembled here to solve the problem by increasing goodness in the world. And one person can do a lot. So what is this? How can I do anything? Why not? Srila Prabhupada was one person. One person. Within 10 years, he has spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Within 10 years. And we have whole life. He was at the age of 70 years. But we are in our mid-20s, 30s. If Prabhupada could do, why we cannot? And how Prabhupada could do? At the age of 70, he was not having strength. How he could do? And Prabhupada himself is writing that I don't have any strength, but I have a strong faith in the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
That is the power of the holy name. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is not something fanaticism or some sentimental syllables connected and people are mad, people are chanting. No. They are very powerful vibration. And the manifestation of this vibration power, we have seen that today, all over the world, people are chanting Hare Krishna. Whether he is Christian or Muslim, everybody is, without distinction of caste and creed. And not that, you know, like Christian missionaries, they pay money to transform, convert into Christianity. No. Rather than they have to pay also. If they come in Krishna consciousness movement, they have to pay, they have to build temples, because Prabhupada went there only with 40 rupees. So they have to build temples, they have to preach, they have to organize everything. Prabhupada never paid anything to make the change their religion or their consciousness, no. How he could do this? By the holy name, power of holy name. So Krishna's holy name is so potent. If we have that faith in this holy name, it can change the whole world. The Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva 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 Gatiranda. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. If people just take up the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, then very soon they will get power, strength from the Lord by which they can bring goodness in their own life, and this time they can influence the lives of the others, which is most needed. And Krishna, when he sees that devotees are chanting Hare Krishna, then he will protect the whole world for his devotees. He knows that because my devotee is asking, therefore I will protect. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he prayed to Krishna, my Lord, please, I am anyway happy, but what will happen to these demons, rascals, fools? They don't know what is their good. Natir vidhu swastha gati mihi Vishnu durasayaya bahirath manina. They don't know what is their good. They think that eating and drinking is only the good, and having sex with other wives, having so many girlfriends, this is only my good. Murdering others for sex, killing, going on. So much killing, so much murdering, so much crime is going on just for the attraction towards flesh, skin attraction, just for the skin attraction. Just rubbing for some itching sensation, rubbing some itching sensation and removing that itching sensation, so much crime is going on. So much corruption is going on just for that purpose. And they think that this is, I am so happy, I am enjoying the life. So we are not in that category. We should be, today we should make resolution that coming year I should do something for this. So what can we do? What can we do?
First of all, I have to be a devotee,
yes,
and have a strong faith,
yes,
and act for myself, then
yes,
try to gain inspiration from others.
So you all can make your resolutions. Goal is what? What is the goal? If you know the goal, then you can make resolutions.
Advancement in
To please Krishna. Until the time we are in this world, let us spread the mission of the Lord. Krishna also wants. See, God is not cruel. Krishna wants that people should be happy. That is he wants from us. And if anybody helps in that mission, Krishna is crying, you know. He has a headache, very big anxiety. How to help these fools? Once Krishna was in Golok Vrindavan, and then one of the soul in this world, he was somehow, he perfected his life and he went back to Godhead, his spiritual world. And then Krishna, when he saw him, Krishna embraced him. And he was crying, Krishna was crying. Tears were flowing from his eyes. And this soul is also crying. And they fell unconscious. Krishna also was unconscious and the soul was also unconscious. So much separation they had felt. And then somehow the Balram and all their friends, they brought them in consciousness. And then Krishna asked him, "Oh, where have you been so long? How much trouble you faced without me?" Just like a father, so much caring. So Krishna is waiting, just like to embrace all of us. And not only all of us, all these foolish fools who doesn't know what is the good in their life. So therefore, we should perfect our life and we should help others also to take the mode of goodness, the path of goodness in their life. Not simply hankering for money, 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 women, money, wealth. No. Let us hanker for love, hanker for service, hanker for goodness, good qualities, humility, tolerance, brotherhood. These are the qualities we should hanker for. In the road you go, just one fellow just crosses somebody, he looks like him. As if he will eat If he had AK-47 there, you know, rules in India, then he will immediately kill that fellow. Like that, so much angry. But just small, small things, there is crime, there is war, there is quarrel for a small issue. That is what is happening. People doesn't have a basic common qualities. How to respect others, nobody knows. So therefore, you all have a big responsibility. And responsibility is that, adopt the Krishna consciousness movement seriously and perfect your life. Bring goodness in your life first of all. Develop good qualities, chant Hare Krishna. Then if you chant Hare Krishna, naturally goodness will come. And when you become good, you have tasted good, then you distribute good. Good is very sweet. So distribute it to others. Bring your friends. Sometimes devotees feel, oh Prabhuji, my friends doesn't come. He feels that this is all backward. No. Why he will not come? Every soul knows what is right and what is wrong. Everyone knows. In his heart, everyone understands what is right and what is wrong. But only that because they are in minority, good people are in minority, therefore they feel little shy to express their goodness. But when they come in the company of good people, immediately the goodness manifests. Many people come in here, in ISKCON, they had so many bad habits, but when they come, they show so many good, exhibit so many good qualities in them. Same person who was speaking so hard, was so, you know, harming to others, he becomes so nice. So just bring them, give them love, and then they will also learn how to love others. So all of us, don't feel that what they will think, no. Everybody knows what is good. We are not bringing them to smoke or drink. No? That is wrong. We are not bringing them to do some crime. But we are bringing them to do some good. We are planning, we are having the desire to bring goodness. So that is the purpose. We should make resolutions today. That let us finish our business today by making our life perfect and then helping others also to take this process seriously. By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So all of you are ready to do this?
Yes.
So make resolutions. Say this year I'll chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at least coming year. And then follow 4 regulative principles. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. And then at least 10 boys. At least 10 of your friends or somebody, doesn't matter wherever you get, and make him also follow the process of Krishna consciousness. There are many people waiting. When they see that good people are there, they want. But they are not getting good people. Therefore, they are also becoming bad. So you all help them. And keep target, 10 people at least I'll make. I'll connect them to good God consciousness, and therefore numbers increases. Even 5% of the people of this world become devotee, the whole world becomes peaceful and happy. Only 5%. We don't need many people, and just that is it. So all of you make this resolution.
Yes.
Come regular to the programs and take benefit and give benefit to others. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
प्रभुपाद की
जय
गौर भक्त वृंद की
जय
सुनो